Good morning. My name is Joyce Stewart. I'm the ministerial intern here this year, and I'm glad that you're here this morning. Come ye into this house of worship. Come in and find peace and rest, inspiration and aspiration, fellowship and love. Come in and find light for your darkness, a friend's touch for your loneliness, and music for your soul. Come in and let your heart sing for all the blessings that are yours today. Welcome. I would just like to add one more quick announcement. On next Saturday, November 26th, we, for the first time, will be one of the hosts of Nazareth Holiday Stroll. That's from 5:30 to 10 p.m. Saturday night. There will be 8 different performers here during the evening in 2 different venues, both in the auditorium and here in the sanctuary. So with all of the comings and goings, we need 3 or 4 folks who'll be willing to usher and tell the people that come in where the auditorium is, where the center is, to act as ushers. I think it would be a really good time and worth showing up for anyway. And so we need 3 or 4 folks to help with that. Now, look around the people sitting next to you. Do you know those people? If you don't, introduce yourself. Every man and woman must decide whether they will walk in the light of creative altruism or the darkness of destructive selfishness. This is true judgment. Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? It's pretty difficult to like some people. Life is sentimental, and it's pretty difficult to like someone bombing your home. It's pretty difficult to like someone threatening your children. It's difficult to like congressmen who spend all their time trying to defeat civil rights. But Jesus says, love them, and love is greater than like. When I speak of love, I'm not speaking of some sentimental and weak response. I'm speaking of that force which all of the great religions have seen as the supreme unifying principle of life. Love is somehow the key that unlocks the door that leads to ultimate reality. Something should remind us once that the great things in life are things we never see. You walk out at night and look up at the beautiful stars as they bedeck the heavens like the swinging lanterns of eternity, and you think that you can see it all. Oh no, you cannot see the law of gravitation that holds them there.